610 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, not only will it be Marion, not only did Marion get the shot right before the end of the quarter to take the 6-point lead, but they also get the ball to start the second quarter as they lead 18-12 over Mountain Home in this boys matchup. Timothy McDonald will inbound the ball on the near sideline. As we are getting ready to start this next quarter, he will throw it into Makai Boyce, and we are back underway. Boyce gives it to McDonald on the left wing. McDonald takes the screen. He's going down towards the lane, going up for the right jumper. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Marion, and Mount Tom will get it back with 7:48 left to play in the half. Mount Tom with the ball, trailing by six. Sorrell will walk the ball across the timeline. Ball goes over on the right side to Harris. Harris picks up his dribble, probably a little sooner than he should have. Now he's able to find Crawford. Crawford will drill toward the corner. Now kicks out to Jones on the wing. Up top to Harris. Over to Sorrell on the left side. Sorrell trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Jones just outside the lane. He's going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the and-one situation as we are 40 seconds into the second quarter. Matt Jones already in double figures with 11 points. That foul is on B.J. Johnson. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Patriots. Jones' free throw is up and in. Matt Jones now double figures with 12 points, 18-15. That cuts the margin back to a possession. Back comes Marion. Here is Reeves with it on the right side. He'll take the screen, dribble to the right elbow, and now ball's goes to Johnson as his layup is blocked, but he also drew a little contact, so he'll head to the free throw line with 7:08 left in the first half. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the first half. So B.J. Johnson at the free throw line, where so far he's one of two with 6 points. First free throw up, no good. So he has one more opportunity to make it a two-possession game. Johnson's second free throw is up, and he misses both. And the rebound's controlled by Jake McGee, and back comes Mountain Home. Mountain Home can cut it to a point or possibly tie on this possession. Here's Harris with it, going into the lane, going up for the layup, no good. And Johnson gets the rebound, and back comes Marion. But he throws it to to Boyce, who's quickly back into the lane, going up for the hook shot, no good. And the rebound controlled by Crawford, and back on the Bombers. Here is Harris with it. He'll give it to Sorrell, who will walk it across the timeline. Ball goes over to Crawford on the left wing. Now up top to Jones. Over to McGee on the right side, down near the corner to Sorrell. Sorrell drills up to the wing, throws it up top to Crawford. Crawford trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Crawford will dribble to the right side. Gives up top to Jones. Now back to Crawford on the right. Crawford goes cross court, tries to go cross court to Sorrell. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. That is Mount Holmes' sixth turnover of the evening. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check back in, replacing Satch Harris. Darius Swarford's going to check back in for Marion as B.J. Johnson will take a seat. 18-15, Patriots on top. Gilbert had set for a while with two fouls, but he's back out on the floor now for Mountain Home. Here is Waterford with it up between the circles. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to McDonald. Now back up top to Waterford. Waterford's going into the lane. He's going to get the layup off the glass and in. Darius Waterford with 8 points. 20-15, Marion's lead back to two possessions. Here is Gilbert throwing it across the timeline to Sorrell. Over to Crawford on the left wing. Crawford's going to dribble down towards the corner. Now picks up his drill. Tries to go cross court to Gilbert. He couldn't handle that pass. And another turnover against Mount Home. That's their seventh of the night. It comes with 5:32 left to play in the first half. Dawson Tabor's going to check back in for the Bombers, replacing Abe Crawford. Marion with the ball, leading 20-15. Ball goes across the timeline to Reeves. Now up top to Boyce. Now Reeves will take it back again. He'll dribble between the circles. Over on the left side to Waterford. Across court pass to Boyce. Now ball goes back to Waterford. He has it in the left corner. Up top now to Reeves. Over to Boyce. Boyce is going to dribble, give it to Waterford in the left corner. He's going to try another three-pointer, and he gets it. Well, Darius Waterford now in double figures with 11 points, and it's an 8-point lead for Marion all of a sudden with less than 5 minutes left in the half. 23-15 our score. Here's McGee with it on the left side. McGee will dribble toward the top, gives it there to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Reeves, who's quickly back the other way for the Patriots. Ball goes up top to Boyce. Boyce is going to go down to the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. Tries to tip it back in. He can't get that to go either. And this time Jones gets a rebound for Mountain Home. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Marion leading 23-15. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles on the right wing. Takes a screen from Tabor. Now is going down into the lane. Kicks out to McGee on the left side. McGee's going to dribble towards the left elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by McDonald. And back comes Marion. McDonald throws it into the front court to Boyce. Boyce dribbles to the left corner. Now kicks it out to Reeves. Over to Waterford on the right side. He's going to try for another three. This one will not go. And a ball is knocked around. That'll be a foul called on the rebound on Timothy McDonald. That is his first personal foul. 13th foul against Marion here in the first half. And that looks like Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4 minutes left to play in the first half. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 23-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, during the timeout, Marion brought in another sub. It was Jaden Forrest, a 6'1 freshman, just checked into the game for the Patriots. Mountain Home trailing Marion 23-15 with less than 4 minutes left as Gilbert into the front court. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Down to Jones. He's going to go down into the lane for the layup off the glass and in.
Matt Jones
with 14 points, 23-17. Patriots leading it with 3:40 left in the half. Ball goes up top to Waterford. Over on the left side to Forrest. Back up top to Waterford. Back over to Forrest. Forrest thought about the three. Now he'll kick it up back up top to Waterford. Over on the right side to Reeves. Reeves dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it to Forrest. Forrest has his pass knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. That is Marion's second turnover of the evening. 3:18 left to play in the half. Mountain Home gets the ball back as they trail by six. Gilbert with it on the right wing. Now throws it near the top to McGee. McGee will take the screen from Tabor. Now throws it to Tabor on the right side. And now a technical foul is going to be called against Mountain Home. Josh Fulcher, I don't know what he said, but officially must have heard it from quite a far away. So Josh Fulcher is going to pick up the technical foul. And so Marion will get two free throws and the ball back with 3:04 left to play in the half. And that is their sixth team foul as well. So at the free throw line will be Jaden Forrest to shoot the technical free throws. First shot is up, rolls around and goes in. So that makes it a three-possession game once again. Forrest's second shot is up, and he gets both. Jaden Forrest's first 2 points of the night. 25-17, Marion leading it. Now have the ball on the inbound, the ball on the near sideline with 3:04 left to play in this half. Now stop to play for whatever reason. Nope. And I don't know what the issue is. Well, they, but whatever it was, it must have gotten it worked out. Because we're back underway now as Waterford takes the inbound pass, gives it to Reeves, who immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Mounts home, comes up with the rebound. Here is Gilbert quickly back the other way for the Bombers. He drills to the left side. Gilbert takes a screen from Tabor, throws up top to Jones. Jones will dribble to the right, gives it there to Sorrell. Up top to Tabor. Down, tries to throw it to Jones. Ball was knocked away and stolen by the Patriots as Mounts home's eighth turnover of the night. Back comes Forrest. He drills to the left corner, goes cross court to Reeves. Reeves going down into lane, going up for the layup off the glass. No good. And Matt Jones comes up with the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 2:25. Let's play in the half. Bombers trail the Patriots by 8, 25-17. Our score. Here is Gilbert with it on the left wing. He's going to go down towards the lane, pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points on the night. 25-19. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to two possessions. Ball goes over to Forrest on the left wing. Up top to Reeves. Back over to Forrest. Once again, up top to Reeves. And a kickball is going to be called. It was definitely Wyatt Gilbert kicking the ball, so it will be Marion inbounding it on the far sideline. B.J. Johnson is going to check back in for Marion as he replaces Octavius Jefferson. 2 minutes left to play in the half. 25-19, Marion leading it. Ball goes over to Forrest on the left wing. Down to McDonald in the lane. And he's going to go up for the... Nope, they're going to say the foul was before the shot, and so it will be a 1-1 coming up for Marion with 1:52 left. That is Dawson Tabor. Dawson Tabor picks up his first personal foul. Well, this should have been a 1-1, but no one caught it. As Reeves will go up for the jumper, good. Dietrich Reeves. So that was the 17th foul. It should have been a 1-1 there, but no one caught it there. 1:35, let's play as Mounts Home trails by 8, 27-19. Here is Gilbert drilling to the top, finding a McGee near the right corner. McGee will drill down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go, and the rebound's controlled by McDonald. 1:20 left as the Patriots have a chance to go up by double digits. That is if they held on to the ball, which they barely do. Ball goes over on the left side to Reeves. 27-19, our score. Up top now to Forrest. 1:08 left to play in the half. Marion with the ball in the lead. Now Waterford has on the right side. He'll dribble up to the top. Ball goes over to Reeves on the left wing. Reeves drills to the elbow. Throws it across court to Forrest on the right side. Forrest going to drill down toward the low block. Has his pass knocked away and stolen by McGee. He throws it to Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way from Mountain Home. Going in for the reverse layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points. That was Marion's third turnover of the night. 45 seconds left to play in the half. 27-21, Marion Lee. Here is Reeves with it, throws it up top to Waterford, over on the right side to Forrest, back up to Waterford, over on the left side to Reeves. He drills to the corner, now goes back to the wing. Now tries to give it to McDonald, pass knocked away, and another steal by Mountain Home. That is Marion's fourth turnover of the night. 22 seconds left to play in the half as they have a chance to cut this margin even further. It's a 6-point Marion lead right now. Ball goes over, Gilbert threw it to Sorrell. Sorrell just mishandled the pass. That was an unforced turnover in their ninth of the night. Satch Harris is going to check in for Mountain Home as Jake McGee will take a seat. 14.2 seconds left. The Patriots with the ball leading 27-21. Now, inbound pass goes to Boyce. Now over to Waterford. Waterford drills to the lane. Now kicks out to Reeves. His three-pointer no good. He gets his own rebound. Goes back up for the layup. He can't get that go. B.J. Johnson gets offensive rebound. He gets that shot just before the buzzer. And Marion will take an 8-point lead into the locker room off the rebound and put back by B.J. Johnson. We play two quarters. Our score at the break. Marion leading Mountain Home 29-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.